topography, the sort of the landforms in Utah. Are you familiar with those at all? Yeah. Been to any of those parks at all?
Not really.
Okay, because I heard about like Needles Park, and I heard Salt Lake City itself is kind of different. I mean, I don't know how that is because I've never been there. But
you know, I never cease to be amazed that a Mormon prophet would lead a bunch of the early saints, the earliest saints, into a place where there's nothing. And the water that is there is salt.
Yeah.
And there was nothing there.
Right.
Nothing. But look at it now. And beautiful. It's lush and green and, you know, Salt Lake is. And you can watch television, something broadcast in the spring, early spring, when we still have snow and it's miserably cold, and they have blooms.
Huh.
So it's, you know, you can't tell me that there wasn't something to that.
Yeah. And the lake itself, I heard stories, and I don't know if these are just stories, but that the salt is so thick in that lake that, I mean, things will float there that you don't usually think of as floating on water.
Mm. I hadn't heard that. Is that
true?
I've been told all of my life that it's very, very salty.
Yeah.
You couldn't get anything to grow, but somebody did something somewhere.
Do people swim in it at all?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine what that would do to your skin?
Yeah, you're already dried out from living in the West. You get there, and yeah, you just become leather.
Yeah.
What about cities in New Mexico?
Santa Fe, Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. There's one.
There's lots of little ones, Las Lunas and Corrales and.
What's the one I hear about? It's not very far south of where you are, I don't think. It's got, I think, an Indian name, and it's known as sort of a little hippie town.
Well, it could be Tres Piedras.
Mm-hmm.
Taos. Espinola or Taos.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. So I've only been to New Mexico once.
Really?
So yeah.
Taos is interesting. Well, that whole area between Taos and Tres Piedras. I understand Dennis Hopper. You know Dennis Hopper?
Yeah.
Hells Angels fame.
Uh-huh.
Had kind of a commune.
Uh-huh.
There. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was going to hitchhike to Taos and be a hippie. And I even started out a time or two, but my guitar.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. My mother always knew where I was headed, so she always dragged me back.
Headed you off the pass, huh?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't want her sweet daughter being a hippie.
No?
No.
Well, do you got any regrets about that, or?
You know, I don't really know. I didn't get to experience anything to regret. I would say I'm happy with my life path. I thought it was perfect until about 19 months ago or so when I realized that I had been living a dream. And then, you know, there's nothing quite like reality to knock you out of your shoes and bring up the cynicism and the different things. But hey, it didn't kill me, so I guess it's good.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to get away from this Western state stuff. There was something you mentioned last time that I found interesting. We were talking about old foods that people made out of cows and pigs and stuff. And one you mentioned was blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I do.
Did you ever figure out what that was at all?
You know, I never did. The only person that can really tell me about it is my father-in-law, and he is in poor health.
Oh, is he?
He's had several surgeries, and I just never thought to bring it up.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. Did you ever have it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you just heard people talk about it.